Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
O give thanks to Yah the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him. Sing psalms to him. Talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his name. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek Yah the Lord. Seek Yah the Lord and his strength. Seek his face evermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, you children of Jacob, his chosen ones. Now that's a new revelation to me. I always thought that the chosen ones were prophets or someone like that. But he is saying that all of Jacob's children, that includes us black men and black women, his lost sheep, is Yah the Lord, our God. His judgments are in all the earth. He has remembered his covenant forever, the words which he commanded for 1,000 generations. I wonder when will the 1,000 generations come? The covenant which he made with Abraham and his oath to Isaac and confirmed it to Jacob for a statute. A statute is a written law. And in these days, we have written laws passed by a legislative body to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, to you I will give the land of Canaan. Remember that sheep. As an allotment. An allotment is a share or ration of your inheritance. Inheritance is property at the passing of a person that at their death it is handed down to you. Well, in God's case, he did not perish, but he has given us property, right, as an inheritance. When they were few, but in number, let me read that again. When they were but few in number, indeed, very few, and strangers in it. You're talking about the land that they've given them. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he permitted no one to do them wrong. Yes, he reproved. Reproved means he scolded or criticized kings for their sakes, saying, do not touch my anointed ones. Remember, verse 6, that's a new revelation to me, that we are his anointed ones, and do my prophets no harm. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provisions, those are supplies, provisions of bread. He sent a man before them, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. I should have looked that up. You'll find that in the book of Genesis, where his brothers sold him as a slave to the Egyptians. Joseph is the one where it talks about his father made him a coat of many colors. They hurt his feet with feathers. Feathers are shackles. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of Yah the Lord tested him. The king sent and released him. The ruler of the peoples let him go free. He made him lord of his house. And let's stop for a moment here. I want you sheep to understand the word Lord. The Lord could be anyone who is over you or a rulership. Like the king made Joseph Lord over his house. And this is why I specify Yah, the Lord. If you look in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4, it says, Yah, the Lord. And that's what I want you sheep to understand. Don't just always say the Lord. Specify Lord God or Yah, the Lord. Specify who you are calling Lord. Let's see. I'm going to start reading here at verse 17. Now I'm going to go back up to verse 14. I lost my place. Verse 16, rather. Moreover, he called for a famine in the land. He destroyed all the provision of bread. He sent a man before him, Joseph, who was sold as a slave. They hurt his feet with fetters. And again, fetters and shackles. He was laid in irons until the time that his word came to pass. The word of Yah, the Lord, tested him. The king sent and released him. The rulers of the people let him go free. He made him lord over his house and ruler of all his possessions. He mined. Mine means to hold or secure, to task. His princes. Princes are male royalty. They are males of royal household at his pleasure. And teach his elders wisdom. Israel also came into Egypt, and Jacob sojourned. Sojourn means to a temporary stay in the land of Ham. And the land of Ham is Egypt. And he increased his people greatly, and he made them stronger than their enemies. He turned their hearts to hate his people, to deal craftily. Craftily means to be deceitful, cunning, sly with his servant. He sent Moses, his servant, and Aaron, whom he had chosen. They performed his signs among them and wonders in the land of Ham. Remember, the land of Ham is Egypt. He sent darkness and made it dark. And they did not rebel. Rebel means to revolt or riot against his word. He sent he turned their waters into blood. Okay, that's the second thing. Darkness was the first thing. And killed their fish. Their land abounded. Abounded means large number. With frogs, that's the third thing. You start counting these as I read. Or you go back and read. And I'll tell you in a moment where I'm reading from. Even in the chambers of their kings, he spoke, and there came a swarm of flies, let's say number 5 or 6, and lice in all their territory. He gave them hell for rain and flaming fire in their land, that's 6 and 7. He struck their vines also and their fig trees and splintered the trees of the territory. He spoke, and locusts came, young locusts, without number, let's say number 7 or 8, and ate up all the vegetation. Vegetation is plant life in the land, and devoured the fruits of their ground. Devoured means to eat quickly. He also destroyed all the firstborn in their land, the first of all their strength. I think that might be number 10. He also brought them out with silver and gold. When he said brought them out, he's talking about the children of Israel. And there was none feeble, feeble means sickly or weakly, among his tribe. Jesus was glad when they departed, for the fear of them had fallen upon them. He spread a cloud for a covering and fire to give them light in the night. The people asked, and he brought quail. Quail is a bird, and satisfied them with bread of heaven. He opened a rock, and water gushed out. It ran in dry places like a river. For he remembered his holy promise and Abraham, his servant. He brought out his people with joy, his chosen ones with gladness. He gave them the land of the Gentiles, and they inherited the labor of the nations, that they might observe his statutes. And statutes are written laws. Of course, they could be carved in wood, stone, or clay, and keep his laws, laws or rules. Praise Yah the Lord. I've read to you in its entirety Psalms 105. The eternal, eternal means royalty or truth, or eternal, everlasting faithfulness of Yah the Lord. So let's have a word of prayer. Our Father God in heaven, we, your lost sheep, come to you in faith, humbling our minds to you in a moment of prayer, praising and thanking you for loving us so much that you sent your Son to redeem us. Thank you for being a loving Father to us. I thank you for keeping all natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. I know it's, as one of the children used to say, it's darkening out there. It's kind of dark outside right now as I speak with you. We sheep praise you and thank you for giving us sound, sane mind, excellent health, love, family, friends, courage, boldness, for restoring us and giving us prosperity in all things. In your Son's name, in Yahweh's name, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. The only day in the Bible that we sheep are told to rest and keep holy. You'll find that in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8, to better understand what I'm saying to you about the Sabbath. Sabbath starts Friday evening, ending Saturday evening. Now, some say Sabbath starts at 4. That's what I say, but some say that Sabbath starts, evening starts at 3:30. But nonetheless, it starts at evening and it ends at around 8 o'clock. My Bible reads a little different from yours, perhaps a word here or there. I want you to have your pen, paper, and pencil. Turn with me to the book of Nehemiah. He has something important to say. Nehemiah chapter 13. And I pray that God gives me the ability to read all of chapter 13 today. I've been trying to get to chapter 13 for the past three Sabbaths. I started reading last Sabbath and I stopped at verse 5. But I'm going to start at verse 13 at the beginning. It's the principles of separation. Nehemiah chapter 13. Let's read. On that day, they read from the book of Moses in the hearing of all the people, and it was found written that no Ammonite or Moabite should ever come into the congregation of God. That's one, okay? number these as we go. And because they are important, I want you to remember, and I want to remember myself, because they had not met the children of Israel with bread and water, but hired Balaam against them to curse them. Our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now you'll find Balaam and in the book of Numbers, chapter 22, verse 1 through 26. I want you to read chapters 22, 23, and 24 of the book of Numbers, and you'll find that King Balak sent for Balaam to curse the Israelites as they were coming through their land. Chapter 13, verse 3. So it was when they had heard, at verse 3. So it was when they had heard the law that they separated all the mixed multitude from Israel. Verse 4. The reforms of Nehemiah. Now, before Elijah, the priest, having authority over the storerooms of the house of our God, was allied with Tobiah. Tobiah was an Ammonite. Allied means they were friends or they had joined together. And he prepared for him a large room where previously they had stored the grain offerings and frankincense, the articles or items, the items of grain, well, tithes of grain, the new wine and oil, which were commanded to be given to the Levites and the singers and the gatekeepers, and the offerings for the priests. But during all this, I was not in Jerusalem, for in the 32nd year of Artaxerxes, king of Babylon, I had returned to the king. Then after certain days, I obtained leave from the king, and I came to Jerusalem and discovered the evil that Elisha had done for Tobiah in preparing a room for him in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me bitterly. Therefore, I threw all the household goods of Tobiah out of the room. Then I commanded them to cleanse the room. That's maybe his number that two. And I brought back into them the articles of the house of God with the grain offerings and frankincense. I'm at verse 10 of chapter 13. I also realized means learned, that the portions for the Levites had not been given them. For each of the Levites and the singers who did the work had gone back to his field. So I contended. Contended means to argue with or struggle with the rulers, and said, "Why have you done? Why have you forsaken?" Forsaken means abandoned. Why is the house of God forsaken? And again, forsaken means abandoned. And I gathered them together and set them down in their place. Then all of Judah brought the tithes of the grain and the new wine and the oil into the storehouse. And I appointed as treasurers over the storehouse Shelemiah the priest, and Zadok the scribe. A scribe can also be called an instructor or teacher. And of the Levites, Pedadiah, and next to them was Haman, the son of Zachor, the son of Bethaniah, for they were considered faithful, and their task was to distribute to their brethren. Verse 14, remember me, O my God, concerning this, and do not wipe out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for services. Now, this is number 15, verse 15, you can write number 3 to that. In those days I saw in Judah some people treading wine presses on the Sabbath and bringing in sheaves. Sheaves are bundles of perhaps wheat or or bundles of whatever. And I lost my place. And bringing in sheaves and loading donkeys with wine, grapes, figs, and all the kinds of burdens or loads which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. Remember, this is the third thing that I want you to remember. And I warned them about the day on which they were selling provisions, that's merchandise. The men of Tyre dwelt means to live there also, and brought in fish and all kinds of goods and sold them on the Sabbath to the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Again, continued means argued with or struggled with the nobles of Judah and said to them, what evil thing is this that you do by which you profane? Profane means to disrespect or violate the Sabbath day. Verse 18, did not your fathers do thus, and did not our God bring all this disaster? Disaster means damage, calamity, tragedy on us and on this city. Yet you bring added wrath. Wrath is anger on Israel by profaning. Again, profaning is disrespecting or violating the Sabbath. So it was at the gates of Jerusalem as it began to be dark before the Sabbath that I commanded the gates to be shut and charged that they must not be open to the Sabbath. I'm going to stop here. I tell you, we're at verse 20, and I'll come back next Sabbath and to pick up where I've left off. Let's have a closing word of prayer, sheep. Our Father God in heaven, we sheep thank you for your constant protection from the evil one. I say that prayer in your amen. Remember, sheep, always take God, our Heavenly Father, with you everywhere you go. And if it is God's will, I will be back with you next Sabbath. Listen, I want you to purchase my 2 books from Amazon.com. In my books, you can be reading within 5 minutes. The children's book is called The Broken Plant. That's $4.99. The books are for juveniles and up. The Passing. It's my books are by Sondra Harris, S-O-N-D-R-A Harris. Go purchase my books so that I can get a computer and do what I normally used to do. I know sometimes change is good. I want to get back. I want you to go to www.eatandlivelonger.com and purchase the book, How to Eat and Live Longer. God loves you. And so do I. Talk with you next time.